Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The deadline to enroll as part of the Affordable Care Act to be insured at the first of the year is tomorrow. What do we need to know? Let's go in depth with Nick Gerhart, Insurance Commissioner for the state of Iowa.
Well, Nick, I understand that we have the 2017 health insurance enrollment deadline is coming right up.
Yes, it is. You know, we're in the enrollment season for health insurance. As hopefully people realize, you have to buy insurance during the enrollment period. Otherwise, you will not be able to buy insurance unless you have a special enrollment opportunity. So now is the time to buy your health insurance.
And the deadline is December 15th.
The deadline is December 15th to have insurance that begins in January.
Okay.
The actual time period for it ending is January 31st.
People are going to want to be covered as soon as possible for the most part, aren't they?
Correct. So you can't, if you don't buy insurance by December the 15th, you know, your coverage will not become effective until later. So December 15th, you have to buy to have it effective January 1. You can buy during the month of January, but your coverage will not begin until February or possibly even March, depending on the day you buy.
I want to get to some more details regarding this, but I've often wondered why there has to be a deadline, and I bet you can shed some light on that.
You know, that's a good question. When the Affordable Care Act was drafted, there are many, many concessions through the almost 3,000-page bill, but one of the things that that was important is, A, having the requirement to buy, so the penalty or mandate, but also having it be a defined season so people can't come in and out. The reason it's an enrollment period is because now these products are guaranteed issue without underwriting. So anybody can buy it regardless of health status. Before, you had to go through underwriting, be screened, and you might have had, you know, pre-existing conditions and other things excluded. That doesn't apply to these plans, and so one of the trade-offs for the industry was, well, then we need to have a prescribed enrollment period, similar to what Medicare has as well, by the way. Medicare has an enrollment period as well.
Okay, so let's say I want to enroll. What do I need to do? What's the process?
The best thing folks can do is go to healthcare.gov, so www.healthcare.gov. You can see the plans available. On that website, you can also find local help. There's a tag or a thing you can click on that says local help. So you can try to find an agent or a navigator, someone in your local community to help you look at these plans because, you know, I'm the insurance commissioner, and I can tell you it's hard for me. So it is hard to look at these and understand which one makes the most sense for you and your family. But the best thing to do is go to healthcare.gov to start looking.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Nick Gerhart, Insurance Commissioner for the state of Iowa.
Well, I know our Marion County Public Health Office, they help people all of the time, and there's often there's different navigator events where people can come in. So I suspect that's common across the state.
Absolutely. There are learning events up and down the state, and take the time. And one of the things I talk about quite a bit is we spend more time, you know, looking to buy a piece of furniture than most of our insurance transactions, when in reality, our insurance transactions probably matter a heck of a lot more than the couch I got in my living room. So, you know, take the time, educate yourself, make sure your doctor is in the network. If you have a formulary, a drug formulary you need, make sure that that's covered. I mean, just take a little bit of time to make sure those things are covered and in the plan and product. And if you don't know, ask somebody for help.
Well, you know, there's something about these plans that always bothers me, and it's and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but they expect me to be able to tell the future.
Yes. Well, and that's insurance generally, right? I mean, you know, insurance is one of these products we buy, kind of hoping we never use them. You know, we don't buy homeowner insurance thinking our home is going to get demolished in a tornado or a fire. We don't know the future there, but we buy insurance to really mitigate or even shift our risk to a third party. And so health insurance is the same way. We don't buy our health insurance, you know, thinking we're going to get cancer or hope we get cancer. You buy it that in the event something happens to you or a loved one, there's somebody there to help you pay the bill, because most of us don't have $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 just laying around to pay these bills if something happens.
Right. It's just always, it's often for me a frustrating experience because, you know, I'm in good health, I'm doing just fine, but I, you know, that, and so you know, they say, well, you know, maybe you want to pick this, or that if you have a chronic condition or frequently injured or fall a lot or something, you might want something else, but it's like we could switch and change and be another person overnight.
Absolutely. And again, that's why you buy insurance, is because I could be healthy today and I get in a car accident tonight. I could be healthy today and my kid gets diagnosed with diabetes tomorrow. I mean, that's why you buy insurance.
And so if you already have insurance and you switch, what's involved with that? Is that easy to do, or do we have to do something special?
Great question. You have to re-enroll. So you have to go back to healthcare.gov to sign up again. Some of these plans get changed year to year. Some are canceled year to year. If your plan got canceled, you should have gotten a notice about that. So hopefully took place. But yeah, you do need to go sign up. Now there is and this gets a little technical, so forgive me, but if you do nothing, if you currently have an exchange plan with one of the carriers and you do nothing, you will go through what's called an auto-enrollment process, and they are going to pick a plan for you. So you will be in a plan, because the federal government is going to pick it for you. So it gets a little complicated, but my best advice to people is if you end one now, go find another one that makes sense. And if the same one you have is available and you like it, just enroll back in that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Nick Gerhart, Insurance Commissioner for the state of Iowa.
Now, if somebody has health insurance from their position of employment, are they eligible and could they potentially get a better deal at healthcare.gov?
Potentially. Now, for the vast majority of people, no. I mean, anybody can buy, you know, on healthcare.gov, you know, but this is really geared for those who do not have access to employer-based coverage. For most people, your employer-based coverage is going to be pre-tax, so you get a tax advantage there. It's going to probably be cheaper. Maybe there's some smaller plans that are not. You know, if you're in a small company and you've had some bad health experience in that plan, you know, you might have pretty high rates. But for most people, you know, sticking with your employer coverage probably makes the most sense. It doesn't hurt to go to healthcare.gov and look around and see if there's something that makes more sense for you. But again, a lot of employers chip in a little bit of money to offset some of the premiums. You get to do it pre-tax, and you know it's probably best for most people just to keep their employer coverage.
Now, is the Affordable Care Act working?
Honestly, I've written a lot about this. I've testified before the United States Senate, and I've told them no, it's really not working, and it needs a lot of work. You know, I think there's a lot of plans that are out there. You know, being kind of pitched publicly. I have no idea what the new Congress or president-elect is going to do, but I do have every confidence that these plans that are sold today will continue throughout the year. I don't see them, disrupting these plans, so to speak. I think anything, if they do a repeal, from what I can gather, there's going to be some length of a transition period. So I think people can, you know, go ahead, buy the insurance, you know, but next year, if this conversation takes place, it could be different, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe I heard on the radio this morning that if it were repealed right now, that'd leave 30 million Americans without insurance.
It would. There's a number of people that have been part of the Medicaid expansion plans, absolutely. There's a lot of folks that would be in some of these plans. And so I don't see them repealing this without a transition period. I'd be pretty surprised if that happens.
Well, what's the problems with it? What needs to be fixed and what needs to stay?
Well, you know, if I could be the insurance czar for I'd say a day, but it'd probably take a year. I think you need to look at how do you build a credible individual risk pool that offers continuous coverage with no pre-existing conditions. I mean, that's kind of the goal, kind of what's happened in the employer market. The employer market is expensive, but it's functioning reasonably well. You're not seeing 40% rate increases in employer plans typically. And so you got a model there that works. And one of the things you want to do is, you know, look at the cost of health care. Right now, the Affordable Care Act does not address the cost of care, what you and I pay when we go to the doctor. We have no idea what we're going to pay when we go to the doctor. So having some transparency there, having the consumer a little bit more in charge would make sense. You know, being able to negotiate on price would make some sense. You know, it's not just an insurance issue, to be honest. It is a health care ecosystem or economy issue. And we need to address what's driving the cost of care.
All right. So with respect to the deadline coming up on December 15th for coverage effective January 1, let me make sure I've got this list right of what I need to do. Okay. We need to go to healthcare.gov. Okay. And it's best to do it with a navigator, somebody that knows what they're doing. And then we pick a plan that we think is best for us. And if we need to, we need to cancel another plan if we've already got one and we're changing to a new one. Is that right? Are those the basic elements?
That's basically it. You know, you go to healthcare.gov, you know, sit down with a navigator, maybe even an insurance agent or, you know, a neighbor that knows a little bit about insurance. Sit down with somebody if you need to. And then if you have current insurance, you know, look to see if that plan's on there. You know, if it's not, you know, look at the prices and... But don't look. But I tell you, don't just look at the price. I mean, you shopping on price alone could lead to some unintended consequences. You may not have the doctors you need in network and things like that. So sometimes you have to go to the company's website too. The only step I think you missed is maybe you might want to go to the company's website and pull down their provider list and make sure your doctor's in it, or even call your doctor maybe direct and ask which plan they're in. You know, so I mean, there are ways to figure that out. Because a lot of these plans that are out there are what's called a narrow network plan. What that means is that health insurer is partnering with a group of providers, and certain providers would be out of network. So you can go to a doctor out of network, but you're going to pay the full cost of that.
That sounds like the first step to me is to talk to my healthcare provider and say, what are my options with respect to you?
Well, I think that's something I would ask my doctors is, you know, if they're in network, absolutely. You know, and here's the crazy part though. Sometimes they don't even know. And so you can go to the company's website because they'll have a list of providers there. And you know, if you look at that website or call that company, you know, they'll have a contact us number there. Call and talk to a customer service representative at that company just to make sure that your doc is in that plan, because the last thing I want is someone getting put in a plan and then, you know, they realize, well, hey, my doctor's not in it, because you're not. That's not going to be an event that would allow you to change coverage.
Anything else we need to know?
I think you covered it pretty well. Absolutely. I wish your listeners well. And again, just remember to get out and shop. Last thing we want is people to go uninsured.
Thanks to Nick Gerhart for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.